ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. It's not for a Muslim to ever become despaired and despondent, no matter which gutter he's lying in. But this way for him, there's an exit for him, there is hope for him. So he mustn't lose hope, and nor are we supposed to be making him despondent. Both ways, he mustn't lose hope, and we also are not supposed to make him feel despaired. So the approach will be the approach of hope within yourself and within people as well. Just the hope itself is insufficient, then some corresponding effort also is required. When you do farming, you don't just have hopes, right? Then you have a land, you work the land, soften, till the soil, dig the furrows, sow the seeds, cultivate, you'll see something. But you just bought the land and you have hopes that things will work out for me. I'll have acres and hectares and hectares of crop. But the stupidity of his day. So to hope in Allah Ta'ala, but with a corresponding effort. And in all matters, this is the approach and the procedure that we apply. In our businesses also, we don't just say that I got a shop and close it and the money must just grow inside. It doesn't happen. You do something, and Allah Pak shows, alright, do this, sell this one here, don't sell this. Sell it at this price, this way you may need to buy it, this way you need to sell it. Allah Pak gives barakat in that. So the same rule applies in our deen. That some good intention, hopes, and an effort. And Shaitan's idea is to make you lose hope. Somehow he has to make you to just lose hope. So it'll come in different ways. Sometimes it comes through wasavis, stray thoughts. Now in namaz, maybe some pisab came out. Or some air came out. So it makes you like rocking. Front, back, front, back. Pisab, hawa. Pisab, hawa. So he just makes you rock. Right? Why he wants to frustrate you? Why he wants to frustrate you? Then you leave it out. No, hey, namaz is not right. What's the need of performing namaz? That's the idea of Shaitan. That my wuzu is not right, so namaz is not right. The founder of Darul Deoband, he had a doubt about him making masa on his leather socks. So the first time he repeat the masa, but it happened for the second time, so this is shaitanic. So he just ignored the thought. Shaitan put another thought, see, your masa is not done. Alright? So just ignore that one also. So if your masa is not done, then your wuzu is not done. So ignore that one as well. Then he said that if your wuzu is not done, then your namaz is not done. Ignore that one also. Then he put the fourth thought, another trump card, Shaitan's. Then if your namaz is not done, then you'll catch it in the hereafter. So then he said, hey, Shaitan, since when you wished well for me? You know, wish well for yourself. And you wish that everybody must join you in Jahannam. So when did you wish well for me? Then all that wasavis, that street thought, everything went away. So this is one way of Shaitan tricking you, deceiving you. this thought, that thought, this thought, that thought. So now you come here also, and this type of stray thoughts, you'll keep playing with the stray thoughts. Anything to distract you from your main cause. You'll see now, there is some sweets, chocolates, all that, right? And the child is not eating the main food. So the mother just knows, so she'll take all these things out, eat this. This is also for you, but this is the main thing. You can't live on sweets and chocolate and chips, etc. You can't live on that. That is not just, by the way, just to give you some taste, right? Is not the main food. If a child will eat one, they live on that, what's going to happen? Or like for an adult, pickle, mango pickle or something, right? It's not the main food. It's just something that will push things down, right? Now he's making the pickle the main food. What happened with all the methi achar of that? He's still burned it. He'll eat it just as a side, just to kick him, give him a little bit of kick. Now he makes it the main thing. So this is the idea of shaitan to confuse you with stray thoughts. So just ignore it. Don't pay attention to it. No matter how serious the stray thought may be, just don't pay attention. That's the best remedy. Don't pay attention. Wuzu is just an action. Namaz is an action, right? Even if the shaitan comes and confuses you, see now, you're doing this namaz to show off. You don't pay attention, just carry on. Now, he'll move you from one thing to the other thing, you know, everybody will cease everybody my namaz. Then what will happen then? So an easy answer I give everybody, if you're worried about show on that right, then tomorrow, shaitan will make you think that, you know, the beard also, people get to know you, very pious. So what you do with your beard? Shave your beard. No, that I can't do. So if you can't shave your beard, then why should you leave your namaz? Tomorrow people will see me very pious, so don't wear kurta, just wear a t-shirt, jeans. So will you do that? You don't want to do that. So what law you applied in your clothing, on your beard, the same law you apply on your namaz. Okay. Whether the thought comes or the thought doesn't come, whether he interferes or doesn't interfere, don't. So in this ethic of what happened, he tries to distract you. Sometimes he can distract you through dreams also. It has a lot of importance to dreams and experiences. People attach a lot of experience, a lot of importance. Are you sitting so nicely? It will remind you about your home, some friends, some connection. Yeah? You may just show you one dream. Hey, you know, all the chicken you had all died. Hey, you think you know this? Dream was in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Right? And in the masjid. So it's a true dream. Straight away you reach for your phone. What happened to my chicken? See? So he confuses you, he wants to distract you. So all these distractions, don't pay attention to it. What work you come for? Just put your mind in the work that you come for. And all these things there, just ignore them totally, entirely. You came here for Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Atta Iskandari Rahmatullah says, your mind should be so clear that don't even put your mind that I'm coming here so that one day I'll become a big buzruk. I'll become a kutub. I'll become an abdal. No? Don't have one's intention. Because this is also a makhluk. So you're going from one makhluk to another makhluk. One creation to the next creation. Your journey is towards the creator, not the creation. understand your journey. Journey is towards Allah Ta'ala, towards His pleasure. When your journey is towards Him, then you see to that you keep to your goal. Then don't let any of these things distract. Right? Because if you keep this as the goal, right? Oh, I'm kind of bazook, everyone starts kissing my hands. I'm saying dumb water, like tahani, call that, call it for nikah. That, you know that Zubair? So, his mental is a bit. In that state, he called me nikah. So, the reason obvious that he's seeing me doing was a nikahs. So, according to his understanding, right? So, don't let these things distract you. Not an experience, not a friend, not anything. In the old days, what should happen? You came to the Khanqah, right? So, say the Khanqah was your madrasa, like out here, right? It's your madrasa. So, the person in charge of the Khanqah will try to first take 1-2 days and meet everybody. What your starts and whoever you need to meet, everything. Now your mind is away from all that. Now just focus for the work you came. Everything else, just leave it on the side. Don't pay attention to anything now. Like you did everything now. Now there's no need for shaitan to come and disrupt you. So this three thoughts. They'll come in different ways. There are ways to now discipline. The idea is discipline the mind. Right. So you come here, this is the purpose that you come here, to get the mental discipline. Right. So when there's a discipline in the mind, then this order, this system, and you can move very easily. Right? Otherwise, Shaitan can twist you around. A lot of ways he can twist you around. So yeah, but that Buzurg is doing this, and this Alim is doing this. They sold us. Now, what happens? Is that your goal? Did Allah Pak send you for that? What he's doing, what that person is doing. Was that the goal he sent you for? So now, he sent you. See, the Quran says, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. What he sent you for? To seek his pleasure. And from his pleasure now, within your mind, what you're doing, I ask you, what are you doing? You're looking for faults, aren't you? He's doing like this, he's doing like that. Allah Baksim says, Lasta alayhim bimusaytir. We didn't appoint you as a policeman over them, to police them. Are you doing your work? See how Shaitan gives you the twist. Sometime in this age, when you look around, and how Shaitan plays with the mind. He plays the mind, you listen to this program, listen to that one, you listen to 20 programs. Now, so either Shaitan will say, hey, I don't know what to do. Because he's saying, do it like this, and he's saying, do it. No, better just do everything. See that what will happen. See how Shaitan will play with you. He's saying, do this, he's saying, do this, and he's saying, do it. So your whole mind goes off. You imagine now, you're going for Hajj for the first time, right? And you got no guide, and you got 10 books on Hajj. What will happen? Will it give you a direction or will it create a confusion? It will create a confusion now. This kitab is saying something, this kitab is saying something else, this kitab is saying something else. First time you're going for Hajj. One famous writer, he wrote a kitab on Hajj. So he's there at the Baytullah. And at the Baytullah, and he's making tawaf. One young child, about 13 years, Hazrat, the tawaf is on this side. See that? He's doing it. The other side. And the standard is showing that this is how the tawaf is done. So the creation, the confusion that it causes. So the right thing is, in our dini matters, there are going to be two types of people. One is an expert, right? So he's seen it, he understood it, he's got the different references, he knows what is preferred and what is not preferred. So he knows, right? He saw everything. So then it's his job to guide you. Why? Because he knows his stuff, he studied the whole subject, right? He knows the different statements, the hadiths, the levels of the different hadiths, he knows everything. Right? He's seen the statements of the jurors, muhaddithin, and now he's guiding. So for him to study these different books, that is his work. Why is his work? Because he knows what to give you and what not to give you. But he studied the whole thing. Like now, one is a GP, right? So he's prescribing a sugar tablet, right? And one is an expert, right? So when the expert is going to examine you, he'll check you differently. He'll see your age, he'll see your track record, he'll see your blood pressure, he'll see your heart, he'll see your routine. Right, it's all these things here. I said, alright, you don't take this one here, you take this one. Why? Because in your case, this is going to create some complication, some reaction. It's going to create a problem here. So, it may fix your sugar, but it may damage your heart. So now, he's done the whole study. When he did the whole study, now he can be in a better position to guide you. So he's a GP, we don't dispute that. But that's his limit. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ That's the height of their understanding. Was the ayat before this? أَعْرِضْ أَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى أَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا ذَلِكَ مَبْلَوْهُمْ لَيْنَ See how? What an important lesson here. We'll come back to this topic, but see here. أَعْرِضْ أَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى أَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا Just ignore the person who's turned away from our message. See, our message is Quran, Sharif, Hadith, that's the message of Allah. So turn away, just ignore the person who's turned away from our message. Because his goal is only dunya. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا What's his goal? He is just worried about dunya. Nothing else occupies his mind. What occupies the mind? Lifestyle and security. Secure my lifestyle. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ Now Allah just crowns the whole thing. He says, that's the height of their reasoning. See? That's the understanding. The understanding doesn't go beyond that. Either. Now, when you see this verse here, now you look at the educationist and all the experts in this day. What is the height of the understanding? See? Just to better lifestyle and have a secure and a better lifestyle. See that? Is there anything more? So that's become the height of the understanding. That's become the height of the knowledge. The knowledge is just about the lifestyle and make it relaxed and easy. That's all. Then if that's the level of the understanding, then I ask you, what's the difference between a man and any other animal, bird? Is there any difference? So that animal also is looking for some lifestyle, right? Isn't it? If it sees something here, some pastures here, and something better there, then won't it move on? letting horses is moving for better pastures, and you also doing the same. So is there going to be any difference between a man and an animal? It's a little bit too hot here, very, very hot here, extremely hot, and there's some shade here. What does an animal do? Move toward the shade. Right. So these people are, that's the height of their understanding. You think that they're very educated. Educate about food, about stomach, lifestyle. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ مَنْ ضَلَّ مَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِي وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ مِمَنْ اهْتَدَى. So Allah Pak is guiding you. He knows exactly the one that's strayed and the one that is on. See, there's one person that's strayed and there's one person that is on the path. So He knows exactly. He's guiding you. So this is his whole figure is lifestyle, security, that's all. We don't see that you're not supposed to be working for it, but that's not supposed to be just your life. But this became the life. From the morning to the evening, what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to go, on the holidays, me, my wife, my children, what's going to happen to them, we need some entertainment. That's the whole figure. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِي وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ اهْتَدَى. The one that's on the path, the one that's straight from the path, Allah Pak knows. So in this time and age, what's happening now is one is we listen to 20 bayans, read 20 kitabs, right? But that kitab was to guide you towards some action. The kitab itself, or the bayan itself, was not the solution. So it's guiding you something, right? Like now, you read 10 books on medicine, right? So what was the idea? The idea was, the thing was lead you towards some solution. You got some health problems, it must give you some solutions. But you make the looking of the books, you make that your job. Now I say, is that making sense? Is that making sense? Looking at the book, you became more excited listening to this talk, this one here. So you heard all these talks here, but now apply yourself. But not just read, not just listen, now apply. Not that you don't need to listen and read, no. That's rather extreme now, that you're not reading, you're not understanding, then your farais, sunnahs, everything will get affected. Right? Everything will get affected. So you will learn. But that learning is just a conduit. It's a vehicle to the end. It's not the end itself. It's a vehicle to the end. You learned four farz in wuzu, right? That's a vehicle to an end. Now you only learned that and you didn't make wuzu. That's a conduit. It's a vehicle to take you. I'm just reading it and say, all right, four farz. I know it now. So that means, have you acquired it? Yesterday we spoke about gussa, anger, right? Now, you learned about anger, the hadith, etc. So you learned all that. But now, you're not applying yourself. See? You're not applying yourself. That anger is still like what it used to be. You've got no anger management. Can't, when you that state of anger, you can't control yourself, you can't manage yourself. So you needed that advice, but then take that advice and apply it on yourself. Now it's perfect. You learned how to make money, right? Learned to one course, degrees, right? Business, right? But now, learning that and reading that, will that make you a wealthy person? You know, basic amount we push up, right? Okay. Business things. Sometimes I'm looking about business, you know. Fine, right, read, but do some work also. Won't you tell him? So no, I read, you know, read more and more. Must be an ocean of knowledge. Yeah. But you won't get the ocean of wealth. To get the, to be wealthy, you have to apply yourself. Learn it and then apply yourself. Learn it and then apply yourself. So that this is where we start, you see. A person is graduated newly from Avadresa, so he learnt on Bayan, on Namaz, very, very fantastic Bayan. But then he's missing out one rakat, two rakats. Someone tries to say, but you didn't see what Bayan I gave, you know. You're really talking about faults. But you see what a fantastic Bayan I gave. Well, then listen to his story. Yeah, give the Bayan and apply yourself as well. You learn that Namaz, but it's not coming further Namaz. See? Now, what do you say? Learn it also, and then apply yourself. So then it's a complete job. Otherwise, it's a defective job. So this is where people have strayed away today. Someone doesn't want to learn, and someone feels that the learning itself is the end. So the learning is required, but it's a vehicle. Like I said, you learnt about business, right? Then what is the business supposed to be doing? To show you to make money, right? So if you learnt how to make money, it was good. That means you used the vehicle rightly. But you just took the books only and you didn't apply it, then you learnt about Hajj, you know, all the faras, etc., and the different flights and the fares, accreditation, passport, all that, right? But now you're not applying yourself. There's so much, I've seen so much of knowledge I got. If I apply the knowledge, then you go for Hajj. So here, all of us are stuck. We don't want to learn the thing. We learned about anger, and then anger management. Then you will see the good of it. But you only learned anger, but you didn't learn the anger management. You're fighting with Sonia, fighting with that one. You don't know how to conduct yourself, you don't know what to say, what not to say. And Shaitan is stirring up, right? And then the problem here will be that in learning you need someone, a trainer, you know, you're doing gymming or something. So what you need a personal guide, trainer, right? So you do some press-ups, do jump like that, don't jump like this, you bugger your knees. I've seen all this. Young Bularas, they take support. So what must do, right? So you need a guide as well. You can't do your own thing. You've got the information now. Someone that has been through it, then take the guidance from you and learn it. So he'll tell you, right, you do this. In your case, your shoe is not right. Or you're supposed to be doing this. Take this medication, right? Or when you need to jump, then this is where you need to jump. This is how you need to jump. Then you'll see a change. But now you want to learn it yourself and you don't have a personal guide. What will happen? So the same happens with all this namaz, anger management. You know, just you spoke about three energies. Intelligence, anger, right? And the third was, call it greed, call it temptation. So these three energies have to come in a balance, right? And then the man is perfect. Every man has got these three. Every man has got these three things. Temptation, anger, and greed. He's got it. Nobody can say that he doesn't have it. You know, to abandon the anger totally, that's not right. Because then someone can sue your mother, no, me, I'm cool, it's alright. Will you have that attitude? No. So then you must be stirred up to defend. But absolute no anger then what's the difference between you and this pillar? Okay. But then when and how to respond? Not just to respond rationally, irrationally. To respond, but how to respond, and to what extent you must respond. Why, when, and how? What? Why, when, and how? So that, for that, you need to not be behaving spontaneously, not impulsive. Because you got angry, already, it's understandable. But now, why am I angry? How? To what extent? Someone just brought a message to you. Or have you investigated it? Exactly how? Have you learned the whole thing? Someone, a child comes and tells you, this person brushed my one eye. So you mustn't respond. Find out the other side of the story. See, then you will respond. A Mufti Sahib's work is different, and a Qazi's work is different. A Mufti Sahib's work is, you get the question and you answer it. Right? You see, you know, the Imam read like this in Namaz. Right? So the Mufti Sahib says, alright, Namaz is done, or Namaz is not done. The Imam can't say, but you didn't hear my side of the story. See, Mufti Sahib, he'll just hear the question, warna uska to barabar jayega. So every case, you can't make it a court case. Everyone, now he came and complained, right? So you guided the person. Now, in every case now, you want a court case. He must come, the claimant, the defendant. Phir uska to koi aur kaam rahega hi nahi. He's got no other thing what to do. Just to hear the fights, he'll say something, he'll counter it, he'll say something, he'll counter it again. Now, will he be left with any work? So he'll give a brief right, this kind of this way. You're fighting with him, what will you tell him? Right, just keep away from the person, make him make salam from far. Think that he is good from far. Not far from good, he's good from far. It's a good, it's a quick solution. Then now you call this person here. It may be the son is complaining about the father. Right? Now, in the presence of the father, can the son say all the complaints? Yeah, he's like this. Yeah, I told him he's smoking, everyone is vaping. It's not like using languages, but these are the words he uses. Can the son say that? Son can't talk like that in the presence of his father. Naturally, there will be a restraint. Can't talk like that. So, after the case, yeah, but I couldn't express myself completely. See? So, some places, when it's judicial, you call both. But Mufti Sahib will just give you one advice. He can't, it doesn't warrant him to go and make the whole proper investigation. And we realize it also. In most cases, we didn't hear properly complete the whole thing. What were the circumstances? How? What was the siyak or siwak? What was it? In what circumstance he said this? How was it said? Right. So you just heard part of the story. And that part may be right. But that part may be half the story, half a fact. Right. And the half a fact is worse than a lie. The half effect in most cases can be a lie, right? Like I said, the Quran Sharif said, don't come near namaz. Is it a full fact or half effect? See that? Now, isn't that worse than a lie? It's worse than a lie. I said, no, don't read namaz. But I said, the Quran Sharif said, don't come close to namaz. Now, it's a half effect. Right? So, he took alcohol. I had half the fact. No, what he did, he took a medication. The medication was some alcohol. And the ulama allowed it, right? Because there's no substitute. But now, only half a fact then? That's why we need someone with a very mature and a clear mind. Everybody feels, no, I'm right. As I thought, will there be any end to fights? Will there be any end to disputes? So, at some point, you'll have to listen to someone senior. Some point. in an istihadi thing, then it's not wrong to listen to him, even if he's not absolutely correct. But it'll be better for you to listen to him. See, Rasul arrived at Medina Munawwara, right? So the Ansar, they had date palms, right? They're practicing crop pollination. What do you call it? Crop pollination? Cross pollination. Right? So when Rasulullah saw this and heard this, he felt that this is something to do with superstition. So he asked them not to do it. So that year they didn't do it, but they didn't have a good yield. No, the harvest wasn't good. But they obeyed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then Rasulullah then told them, "Antum a'lamu bi umuri dunyakum." Your dunya matters, how to do farming, this, that, that you all, yes, the masail that are related, right, that I will guide you. But how to do your business, you know about. How to do your farming, you know better about. So now look here, right? So they suffered a 1 year loss, right? That is, for example, if they didn't listen to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would have a fantastic yield, right? Right. But would they have got the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They would have been deprived for the rest of their lives. The Mubarak du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, you would have lost. You would have gained that. And that Mubarak du'a, his love and his du'a, his love increased, and his du'a is for you. These people are so obedient. Man. They suffered a loss, but they're not showing it. That means they like me so much. In spite of me showing them something that brought about a material loss, but they don't feel affected at all. They're so pleasant. What a great Ansar. So Nabi Sallam, when he saw the Ansar, he says, if it wasn't for Hijrat, etc., then kuntu rajulam min al-Ansar. I would have been an Ansari, right? And then he made dua for them, their children, their grandchildren. Right? Then, لَوْ سَلَكَتِ النَّاسُ تَلِيكًا وَسَلَكَتِ الْأَنْصَارُ تَلِيكًا فَسَلَكْتُ تَلِيكَ الْأَنْصَارُ. I would have gone on their path. Then, when he was at distribution, right, some, I got spoils of war, so some people that were more eligible gave them more, right? But there was some talk, right? But in that, the Bishrasam said, would you like that people go with horses, camels and sheep to their homes, and you people go with the Bishrasam? Is there, can you put a price to that? They got camels, sheep, all that, and you're going with, can you attach a price to that? So in that, they listened to religion, they suffered a little bit of a loss, material, physical loss. But what they gained? Muhabbat al Rasul, his dua. Right? His affection for them just increased. Didn't increase. And he told Ansar, he told them, see, when he took bayat for them, well, usra, asra, right? People will look after their interests. They'll give preference to themselves against you. They'll prefer things and they will give themselves preference over you. Right? So what must you do? What must you see? Thing to be distributed and you taking more, giving me less. What he told them? Isbiru hatta talqawni al-hut. So this is not a small bargain, it's a great bargain, but you be patient, don't respond. Although some of your rights are being trampled, right, smashed down. But sabr is not going to waste. The sabr, it'll do its runs. You'll meet me on the horse. Any price for that. So we're not looking at things how we're supposed to be looking. listen to the elder. It may be in some ijtihadi thing, it may be he made a mistake. But now, you just heard him out. What will be the level of ta'alluq? What will be the level of muhabbat? What will be the level of dua? See? But that's, see, when Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he took bayat at Marwan's hand, right? So he said, sam'an wa ta'ata, we'll listen. We'll listen. As long as it's not totally against deen, but we'll listen. We'll listen, right? So, in these matters, this one elder, you see, 20 programs get confused. So you look at the people that are available, and from the people that are available, people that know the Hadith, Quran Sharif, they have got the association, the sohbat of the elders, they're thinking like that, right? After all the research, then choose one person. Then just listen to one person, and you will save yourself from a lot of confusion, doubts, mental turmoil. Right? Simple, isn't there a simple solution? Read that, why read? Now, you don't have that level of capacity. See, you take on something that you got a capacity. If your stomach got that capacity, you take it on. But you don't have it then you suffer indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, all other complications. So do your first study, see now, right? Who's in all what I see, who's, then just close your eyes and just listen to it. Unless illa ayakuna kufran bawahan, it's absolute kufr, then that's an exception to the rule. Otherwise, listen to it. Allah.